The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judah had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciple, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The book of Ecclesiastes is not a part of today's readings, but it expresses a sounding pessimism that we should look at. It seems that one of the main themes in Ecclesiastes is there's nothing new under the sun. What has been is what will be. And what has been done is what that which will be done. And so Ecclesiastes is difficult to come up with any new thing. It has all been seen before, thought before, said before, and done before. And so coming back to the gospel that we heard today, on the night Jesus was betrayed, and after Judas had slipped away into the dark, Jesus said his last words to his apostles. He spoke of his glorification, although the disciples had no idea he was referring to his intimate death. Then Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciple, if you have love for one another." So was Jesus giving the apostles a new commandment? Can you find this commandment? You can find this commandment, by the way, in the third book of the Bible, in Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18, which reads, "You shall love the Lord your God as yourself." And when the scribe came up to Jesus and asked him what was the most important commandment was, Jesus answered him by having him write the Shema, which the second part, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And now the Shema is an ancient and prominent prayer for Jews. And it is said every night and every morning, both at the time of Moses when it was given, and even today. So how can Jesus say that the commandment he gave his apostle at the Last Supper was a new commandment? Love one another. So perhaps we should look at what does new mean? And of course the word new has a number of different meanings. And the first could be something that has never existed before. When there is a new baby in the family, for example, there is a life, a person who had not existed before. That would be new. A second type might be something can be new when it is seen or heard or felt for the first time. Something is new when it is experienced for the first time, even though it may have existed since the beginning of time. Third, something can be new even if we are already familiar with it. We know about it, but have just come to see with new eyes and new ears and see it in a new exponential way. Jesus' words in the gospel today were, "As I have loved you, so you also should love one another." makes the old commandment new. When these words are genuinely heard and obeyed, there is a newness within Jesus' message. And the person who really hears these words for their first time experiences new and revolutionary changes in their life. And so Jesus' command was new and startling centuries even after it was written in Leviticus, because a man appeared in Palestine who truly loved his neighbors as himself. When the commandment was actually lived out by Jesus, some things so new happened and were threatening to those who had invested in the status quo. It threatened the Sanhedrins and the Sadducees. And so the religious establishment in Jerusalem could not handle Jesus' radical observance to this ancient command that they had known all their lives, or had at least heard it all their lives. To them, the commandment to love each other was old, forgettable, as long as it stayed in print. But when it was and embodied the apostles and Christians, the new Christians to the faith, it was something new with awesome implications. And so Jesus did give his disciples a new commandment. It was not merely love one another, but to love one another just as I love you. In Jesus Christ, the new commandment is a higher form of love that is or was injected into humanity. A divine love that transcends all other forms of human love. The love that Jesus showed was a love of God, his Father, and is unconditionally gracious and self-giving to the point of costly sacrifice. No one has greater love than this, he said, than to lay down one's life for a friend. And then he demonstrated it on the cross. In conjunction with this new command, Jesus said obedience to this new commandment was how his disciples should be recognized in the world. He said, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciple, if you have love for one another, as I have loved you." We are not to be known by our spirituality, by our piety, or by our superior knowledge. We are to be recognized by the way we live. Have you experienced a transformation that to be so loved by someone who has no agenda or self-interest in the relationship, but loves you simply because you are who you are? To be loved with the love of agape, which this is, the unselfish love of God. And where do we see this, mostly, this agape love? We have examples of it. We find the love of agape in our children. And a simple question can show you this. Why do you love your children? You love your children because they are yours. They belong to you. This is your son. This is your daughter. And so from this we can see why God the Father loves us. We are his children. We are his sons. We are his daughters. He loves us because we are who we are and nothing else. Unfortunately, some days in this world doesn't seem to be much agape love in the world. And so Jesus' new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you remains new for the vast majority of people now. When someone really hears Jesus' words and obeys his new commandment, then the writers of Ecclesiastes are contradicted, and there really is something new under the sun. God bless.